Brock, could you please start just talking about it in general? How do you feel about winning this game?
I'm ecstatic. Anytime you can win a football game in the National Football League, there's no better feeling. And then when you add it being a road game, when you add it being a divisional game that was extremely important to this team and the rest of our season, I couldn't be any happier right now.
What about the running game, 185 yards?
Yeah. I think you need to give all the credit to the offensive line, the tight ends, our backs. They had a tremendous day. Give credit to the receivers, pushing in and blocking safeties so that, our backs can get to the second level. I think it was just a tremendous effort by everybody up front today in the run game to be able to do what they did on the road.
The offensive line had injuries. Abuji had to play.
Yeah.
And Xavier had to come in. Talk about them just in general, about what they did.
Well, I think the offensive line just that entire room, I think they're just a really close-knit group. I think they have great chemistry in that room, and it translates to the game. You can see that today. It didn't matter who was in there. We just continued to move the ball, and that's definitely a credit to the offensive line. Greg Mance up there making a lot of calls, getting those guys going in the right direction. A lot of credit to him, and then obviously the backs, what they were able to accomplish.
Brock, did you see Vince make a push on that last play?
I missed it because I was watching what they were doing on the other side of the field, so I've not seen what Vince did. No doubt. Going 1 for 5 in the red zone offensively is unacceptable. Period. It's just unacceptable. We had an opportunity to give our team a little bit of cushion early, and that's the first person is myself who needs to clean that up. And there's nobody who's going to study that tape harder than me to figure out what went wrong and how we can fix that and what we can do different in the future. I think overall in the big picture today, I think you just hats off to our defense. You have to give our defense so much credit. What they did today is one of the greatest performances I've ever been able to witness. What that defense did as far as keeping us in the game was tremendous. And then obviously the offensive line in the run game was just outstanding. So I think that's the big thing. And then obviously Nick and the special teams unit coming up with, I believe it was 4 or 5 field goals. I mean, that's what the story is. Those guys really came to play today, and it was just tremendous efforts, and it was a great job.
All week long, you guys have been talking about this playoff game from here on out. Is that the feeling right before the game? How important was that to just translate that from what you guys have been saying all week to finally get this big road?
Yeah, that was exactly the feeling pregame. This football game, we really viewed it as a one-game season. You need to win this one to be able to accomplish what you really want to accomplish. And so we gave it everything we had. Like I said, what the defense did is just truly unbelievable. It was a tremendous performance, and I think that really showed. They played like it was a playoff game today. Our run game showed up like it was a playoff game today, and obviously our special teams and Nick kicking all those field goals showed up like it was a playoff game today. So, I'm just so proud of this football team. This is a huge road win, divisional opponent, and it was a game that we had to have. Was it perfect by any means? No, but we got the job done, and that's what great football teams do.
Brock, what's it like watching Lamar doing what he's doing, as banged up as he is?
I can't say enough about Lamar. It seems almost like he's like the human Band-Aid. He's so beat up, but he never complains. He just shows up to practice. He works hard. And then on game day, I mean, you see what he does, and it's week in and week out. It's a human highlight reel. And there's nobody who has a better view than myself from the field. So, just what Lamar Miller has been able to bring to this football team is truly special. But, it's not just him. Alfred Blue had some big runs today. Akeem had some big runs. JL had some big plays for us. So it's just that entire running back room.
Brock, obviously you guys all want to improve on things, but does this win, the way you guys want it, kind of capture this team this season? I mean, a lot of it has been gritty and
yeah,
rough, but you're in first place, you're 7-6, and as you all keep saying, you do control your destiny.
Right. I don't think there's been too many successful teams in the National Football League that had a bed of roses with how they were able to accomplish their ultimate goals throughout the season. The National Football League's tough. It's a tough league. You're playing great opponents every single week. But you're exactly right. What this win showed today is we're a gritty football team, and we're willing to win in many different ways. Certainly, like we touched on, when it comes to the red area offensively, we need to do a better job so we can, you know, give our defense some cushion so they're not having to play the way they did all game long. But like I said, I can't say enough great things about our defense, our offensive line, and Nick Novak today.